This is program number LW2276. You know, freedom has always carried an expensive price tag. It's cost a lot of people's lives. Hi, this is Larry West. Back in 1722, a fellow by the name of John Peter Zinger, the editor of a little newspaper in New England, decided to stand up against the British government. He began speaking out against the British government authorities there in New England, and as a result, Governor Cosby in old New York, a sort of dictator there, had Zinger arrested and thrown into jail. Then the governor went to work trying to get a conviction. Not only that, but the governor had the two lawyers who dared to represent Zinger disbarred, you know, for challenging the jurisdiction of the court. Well, he kept Zinger in jail for 9 months, but Zinger kept on editing his newspaper. You see, every day his wife would go to the prison, and Zinger would tell her through the hole in the door of his cell what he wanted published in the next issue. He said, "It is the great design of this paper to maintain and explain the glorious principles of liberty and to expose the art of those who would dark or destroy them." Well, it seemed that his great cause, the freedom of the press, was hopelessly lost. I mean, after the governor's attorney got through lambasting Zinger, it seemed that all was lost. But when Zinger's defense attorney rose to his feet that day, the courtroom audience gasped. Why? Because the one who had chosen to represent the defendant was none other but the one considered the finest lawyer in all the colonies, Alexander Hamilton. Although his body was weak because of his age, his words were powerful. Here's what he said. "The question before the court and you, gentlemen of the jury, is not of small or private concern." He said, "It is not because of a poor printer, nor of New York alone, which we are trying. No," he said, "it is the best cause. It is the cause of liberty." When the old man stopped speaking that day, there was stillness in the hot courtroom. Slowly, the jury filed out to a room to discuss the case and make their important decision. There was a long wait. And finally, at the end of the day, the jury marched back in and their foreman spoke. He said, "We find the defendant, John Peter Zinger, not guilty." The courtroom shook with tears. The enraged judge fumed and stuttered. The governor was furious. But the news spread over the city like wildfire. It was the flame of freedom. Old Alexander Hamilton didn't know it then, but his courageous fight helped make it possible that more than a half century later, the very first session of our Congress wrote into our Constitution one of its most sacred phrases, "Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press." Freedom of the press is one of our most precious treasures, and lots of people have had to fight for it. Thank God for them. Back in the year 1523, a fellow by the name of William Tyndale fought for it. You see, the people of England had no Bibles. The priests had kept the Bible in Latin, which very few could read. You see, they didn't want the people to have Bibles. William Tyndale, though, wanted to translate the Bible and put it into the hands of the common man. The problem was, though, the priests declared war on him, and Tyndale had to escape England and go to Germany. Then he had to sneak his Bibles back into the country in bales of cotton, sacks of flour, and other things. You'd think he was smuggling dope. One day, though, a friend of Tyndale's betrayed him, some friend, and Tyndale was arrested and thrown into a dungeon where, after suffering from cold and privation, he was finally taken and burned at the stake on October 6, 1536. Today, though, we have the Bible in English because of the courage of William Tyndale, who died for freedom of the press. You know, today we take the Bible for granted. I mean, you can buy it in almost any bookstore. It's on almost every shelf in every motel room across the country. It's available everywhere. The problem is, while it may be the best seller, it's not the best read. Got a challenge for you today. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've got something that I think might help. It's a Bible study course, 11 lessons long, yours free. Make your Bible the best read book in the house. Write me for this free Bible study course in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.